Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. Authors, answers, and listen to the word solutions coast to coast on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Our guest, Dr. Kay Mehradian, and the book is A Gift in the Sunlight, an Armenian Story. Kay's a retired professor of health and physical education. Her publications include Reflective Meditation, a Mind Calming Technique, as well as a number of articles. She wrote A Gift in the Sunlight after her mother's remarkable recovery from death's door prompted her to examine her own ancestral past. And after working in various libraries and archives in the United States, she visited the village where her mother and her mother's family, along with 20,000 other Armenians, were forced to leave their homes. Traveling across the same deportation route where more than a million Armenians were forced to march during the Armenian genocide, she became acutely aware of the suffering of her mother's generation and the lingering sense of injustice that they carried. Kay, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Everything that I have read about this, they said it's an absolute masterpiece. So let me take you back and say, A Gift in the Sunlight, the Armenian Story. What was it? What really triggered you to say you had to put this to pen? You studied it, you researched it, you got that part down, but then you had to write about it. What was that?
Well, you know, when I was a youngster growing up back in Boston, my mom would tell me these stories that happened to her in Turkey, and they would just go in one ear and right out the other. I could have cared less. And so I went through my whole adult life really not knowing what happened to the Armenians back in the early part of the 19th century in Turkey. And then the last 5 years of my mother's life was rather fascinating because she died in 1989, but she should have died in 1984. And in that interim of 5 years, she had four near-death experiences before she finally let go and did move on.
Yeah.
And in one of those, she came back and said I was going to write a novel about her life, and I immediately dismissed it because I was already in the midst of researching materials for an entirely different book and had been accepted to study in Beijing. And I was on my way to Beijing as soon as my mother, died. At that time, she was 83. Well, she hung on for another 5 years. And in those 5 years, every time she came back from whatever those experiences were, she came back more alert mentally and more loving. And by the time she died, she was absolutely irresistible.
Was she a different woman? Was she not who you knew as mom?
You know, my mother's whole life was colored by the genocide, colored with self-pity. And in those last 5 years, she released that self-pity. It just wasn't there, and it took me a couple of months to realize why she was so different. And she had let go of that hatred because, as you can imagine, having lost her whole family, her education, and coming to a foreign country to marry a man she didn't know, her whole life was totally turned upside down, and that pain was very difficult for her to release.
Now, what was it about the Armenians that the Turks decided to eliminate them from society?
Well, you know, this is something I think that most of the population needs to understand a little bit better.
No concept, by the way, Kay. No, the realistic. We got a minute before the break, then we can continue on. But before we get into it, I don't want to get you started and then have to stop you. But before we go any farther, we have to realize that I would venture to guess that this is information not necessarily covered or masked, but this is information that really hasn't been disseminated through the public. And I would think that most people, if you ask them about the Armenian genocide, they would have no concept, no idea the where, the when, and the why. So when we come back, we're going to ask why. The book is A Gift in the Sunlight, an Armenian Story. Our guest, Dr. Kay Mehradian. And we'll be right back with Kay right after this. I'm Michael Dresser. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free.
Call 1-888-502-7795. That's 1-888-502-7795. Call 1-888-502-7795 now.
Put your receivables to work for you today. Premium Financial Services finances accounts receivables. That's right. Your growing business runs short of cash to keep up. Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands in 24 hours. Call 800-232-2867. You're running into major hassles trying to get a business loan? Get approved, and Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands in 24 hours. Call 800-2-FACTOR. Your customers take forever to pay, and you still have expenses to pay right now. Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands right now. So the solution is only a phone call away. Call Premium Financial Services right now. Talk to a decision maker. Get approved. 800-232-2867. Don't be shy. Even if your credit history is less than perfect or you have a new business with no credit history, it's no problem. Call toll-free for approval. 800-2-FACTOR. 800-232-2867. 24-hour funding is for approved clients only.
Agreed to do. Now back to the Realm of Possibility.
Realm of Possibility.
The Michael Dresser Show, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to Thought Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. Let us re-enter the realm of possibility. The book is A Gift in the Sunlight, an American story, a novel by Dr. Kay Mehrabian. Kay, let's go back to where we were right before the break. What was it about the Armenians that the Turks needed to destroy?
Let me talk about Henry Morgenthau, who was the ambassador to the Ottoman Empire in between 1913 and 1916. And when most people hear the name Henry Morgenthau, they think of his son, who was Secretary of Treasury under Roosevelt. But his dad, Morgenthau Sr., was the ambassador from in the Ottoman Empire. And he said when the Turkish authorities gave orders for these deportations, they were merely giving the death warrant to a whole race. They understood this well, and in their conversations with me, they made no particular attempt to conceal the fact. Now, in his memoir, he referred to this tragedy as the murder of a nation. And when people talk about the Armenian genocide, they don't actually realize that it was the entire nation of Armenia that was in the land of Anatolia that was taken by the Turks, and that's really why the deportation occurred. If I could just mention that in 1912, Bulgaria, Serbia, and Montenegro and Greece went to war with the Turks, and Bulgaria, Serbia, and Montenegro had gotten their independence. And what the Turks were afraid of is that Armenia would be the next nation to get her independence. So Talat Pasha, who at the time was the Minister of Interior and the architect of the deportations, told Henry Morgenthau, he said, "We will not lose Armenia." So that was the reason.
Okay. So really it was a power grab and it was land.
Absolutely. Power grab and land. And the reason the Turkish lobby and government are working so hard to kill the resolution, the Armenian resolution in Congress, is because they are afraid of reparations. And Secretary Gates, in a little snippet on one of the news programs, said that the Turks are very serious about this because they are afraid of reparations, and they're afraid that they will lose land and there'll be a border change.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting because of what's going on today in Iraq with the Turks and the Kurds.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we throw all those things into the mix, and we see that it's nothing different. It's the same thing.
I know, man's power, you know.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Power, yes.
And it hasn't changed. It has not changed. My father in 18, you ready for that? No, it couldn't have been my father. my father somewhere the 1889, 1890, he was born. But he was born in Turkey, and his mom and dad were Russian.
Uh-huh.
And there was about, oh, my goodness, there was seven kids, I think it was, and then four survived. My grandfather died, and my grandmother had to get them back to Russia, and the Russians rejected it because they were not Russian citizens. They were Turkey, and she smuggled them. That should have been a book in and of itself. Uh-huh. But the point of contention in those days, Turkey was like the Wild West. People were going there to settle it.
Uh-huh. Turkey was the Wild West, and one of the interesting things I came across in my research was that Constantinople was the center for white slavery, for the white slave trade at that time. So, I mean, it was, as a writer, I've heard that writers often say the best part of writing is the research, and I have to admit, I got hooked, and I just couldn't get enough, and I probably spent 3 years reading before I even started the novel.
I'm going to ask a question, and it's going to probably be, from what you just said, a myriad of answers to this. And it happens to all writers, and I don't care what what it is, the subject matter is, fact, fun, fiction, fantasy, it doesn't matter. There comes that time in the writing of the novel that there is this cathartic epiphany, this aha moment, when you realize that there is a dimension of the subject matter that you had no idea existed and you grew from it. Where was that for you?
You know, the whole part of it was an epiphany for me. You know, I was in that march, in that death march, in my mind's eye. And this
sure.
was really a very, very painful story to write. And I wanted my mother and her family to be representative of every Armenian family that was deported at that time. And so it was just painful. That's all I will say.
Of course.
That's the story.
Yeah.
But it's out there. And
did you live through your mom's eyes?
Did you
have to become her to really write it?
You know, I had to become an Armenian, not so much my mother's eyes, but the Armenian eyes, because it was the entire group, the 2 million. You know how they suffered through there.
Sure.
And it would have been so much kinder to just have taken a gun and just shot them all rather than have them march for 500, 600, 700 miles and then starve to death. So,
I don't get, in my heart of hearts, I do not get why over the years, historically, traditionally, countries, whether it be the Armenians, whether it be the Jews, whether it be the something, somebody is always killing groups and masses, pointing their finger at them and saying, it's your fault because of yada yada. They band together those people that are in the country. They give them identity through the death. If they would have just killed them, it would not have had the impact that it had as they marched them. So there was reason and purpose behind it all. What reason and purpose I couldn't justify in my life in 10 lifetimes. But at the same time, there was purpose in all of it. The Bataan Death March, same.
Yeah. And the cruelty that's involved with it. You know, as these people, if they didn't die on the side of the road and they were so thirsty, and they came by some water, the soldiers would force them to pay to drink the water. I mean, it was a very, very cruel way to get rid of a population.
Absolutely. But those people who were perpetrating the act, for them it wasn't cruel. For them, that was their way of life. Let's get it done.
Yes,
death had
yes.
absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And how, well, we're going to go to break in about 30 seconds, but rhetorically, how do you deal with a culture or society like that? And with that, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. A Gift in the Sunlight, an Armenian story. Our guest, author Kay Maranian. We'll be right back right after this. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Hi, I'm Michael Dresser for Carol Bond Health Foods, and I have an important question for you. Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a wonderful product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes your body with the vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. It's like getting a lube job for your joints. In short, if you have joint pain or stiffness, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and it comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Injuve normally sells for $29.95, but order it today and get Injuve for only $24.95 or two bottles for only $44.95. Don't put up with joint pain even one more day. Call 1-800-833-8282 and ask for the Michael Dresser Show special. Life is too precious to put up with pain.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering his Wealth Builder system. Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money.
Call now for Donald Trump's tape at absolutely no charge. 1-800-921-7967. 1-800-921-7967. 1-800-921-7967.
My sister uses Bayer aspirin for her sore shoulder, so I tried it for mine.
You share it with family. My buddy told me Bayer saved his life. You share it with friends. And there may be more discoveries to share. This is Ty Pennington. It's the 110th anniversary of aspirin's discovery, and we still haven't uncovered all its potential. Research continues to explore more wonders. Find out what aspirin may do in the future at wonderdrug.com.
Bayer does wonders.
Bayer aspirin. Expect wonders.
This is directed for heart attack first aid. Take as directed by a doctor.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 877-255-6800. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn, but the unique Tempur material eliminates them, guaranteeing you sounder, more restful sleep. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. Feel the Tempur-Pedic difference. Call for a free sample of their unique mattress material. 1-877-255-6800. Call now and you also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. Call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-877-255-6800. 1-877-255-6800.
Email Michael now at themichaeldressershow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. The book is A Gift in the Sunlight, an Armenian Story, a novel by our guest, Dr. Kay Mehradian. Kay, let me ask you this. What lesson is there to be learned in this?
You know, I was mentioning to you about the last 5 years of my mother's life.
And yes.
They were both magical and mystical, and she really is an example of what can happen when a victim lets go of deep hurt. And I really wonder how much better the world would be if perpetrators exhibited that same kind of reaction and took full responsibility for their actions. And, you know, in my heart of hearts, I really wonder if the Turk and the Armenian, whose hatred of one another is so well known throughout the world, if they can actually demonstrate to the world that reconciliation is possible. Maybe they could become examples for those others whose longstanding hatred has caused so much horrific pain to others.
Okay, but when we talk about being examples and the longstanding hatred, it's the operative words are longstanding.
Yeah.
You don't take something that's, obviously you know this, you don't take something that's been ingrained for so many decades and turn it overnight. It's behavior. We learn to be a particular way, and based on that behavior, it creates the emotions and also whatever our morality and integrity is.
Yeah. And the human being is capable of so much. And we're also capable of some very terrible things.
Oh, sure. But, you know, it's interesting. If you break the word integrity down, it means nothing more than being true to yourself, acting outwardly as you feel inwardly. So these people who are killing and doing this are living with the highest of integrity based on their definition, their model, and who they are in their life.
Yeah.
So how do you take that away when you say, you know, is it right? Well, for me, it's right. I don't mean me, Michael, personally.
No, I understand. Yes. Yeah. How do you take that away? I think there has to be a real strong evaluation or reevaluation of the human being and what the human being is capable of. You know, we humans live in an animal body. And I think because this body of ours is an animal, we have a tendency to act very animal-like, and I think our purpose is to kind of tame it and give it a better understanding of the human being. But anyway, that's what I think.
And what you think is important. Obviously, that's what drove you to write and do what you did in the book. All right, what my takeaway from this is what? I read it page by page, cover to cover. What's my takeaway? What do I, Michael, get that I didn't have? What belongs to me now that wasn't there before I started?
Well, what belongs to you is an understanding of the Armenian genocide, number one, and why Armenians are making so much noise about it. You know, for the last 90 years, we've been trying to get Turkey to recognize it, and somehow they keep saying that the genocide did not occur. And as with all genocides, the first that are gone are the intellectuals. And so one of my purposes in this is to try to promote an idea. You know, having been an educator most of my life, for reparations, if that we ever get to that, I would like to see an idea brought up in the area that maybe the Turks could pay for the college tuition of every Armenian kid who wants to go to college.
Okay, we're running out of time. Do you have a website we can find you at?
Yes, www.giftinthesunlight.com.
Wonderful. Hey, Kay Mehradian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care. I'm Michael Dresser. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And that, my friends, is a wrap.
The opinions you hear on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300.
Shocking weight loss breakthrough. Do you qualify for the Slim Seduction Diet Pill Study? In a strange twist of events, a group of desperate housewives were recruited to try a new passion pill and healthy lifestyle plan. And not only did they report a sizzling new spark in their love lives, but unexpectedly, they also lost an extraordinary amount of weight. Just listen.
Hi, this is Marie Seibel. I lost 30 pounds with Slim Seduction at age 64. I feel friskier than I did in my 20s.
Hi, I'm Tina from Charleston, West Virginia, and I lost over 20 pounds and 20 inches with Slim Seduction. Now I feel sexy.